powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
The state auditor of Mississippi has raised an alarm about a very disturbing trend among school computers in his state. Randy Bell has the story.
Some school computers in Mississippi are being used for more than just homework and projects. Some students are accessing pornography. State Auditor Stacy Pickering says his office checked computers in 18 schools and found 20% of them contained explicit material, raising concerns about the security controls that school districts are supposed to be using.
We want to make sure that the state resources in the school district are being used properly, but also parental expectations are being met.
Pickering recommending that the State Department of Education come up with better ways for the schools to monitor the material that students are accessing. Randy Bell in Jackson.
The man backed by liberal extremist George Soros, who beat Sheriff Joe in the Maricopa County election, closing down the infamous Tent City. Mark Mayfield files this report.
Former Maricopa County Sheriff Joe Arpaio set up the Tent City Jail in 1993, but new Sheriff Paul Penzone says the tents are coming down. Penzone says the facility isn't a crime deterrent, isn't cost efficient, and isn't tough on criminals. He described Tent City as having a circus atmosphere. He said shutting down the facility will save about $4.5 million in the budget that can be used to enhance safety for detention officers.
Anti-Trump actor Shia LaBeouf coming up short at the box office. His new film, Man Down, opened in the UK this weekend and took in $8.71. That's one ticket. USA Radio News.
And folks, you know what that music is. That's the music of Modern Design. Welcome to a new edition of Modern Design, a little fun party we're going to have for the next hour from 2 to 3. Today's topic is going to be all about your outside. It's a beautiful Wednesday. The sun is shining, and we're going to go on to greener pastures and better weather. And our topic today is all about getting your garden ready for the spring. But let's take a look at the weather today, because it is quite nice, and it's from this morning. Whoops. Sorry about that. New studios, new procedures. Anyway, so let's take a look at the weather. The National Weather Service is telling me that it's currently 60 degrees, which is a nice word to hear, 60 degrees. This afternoon, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 65. Tonight, there's a 30 to 80% chance of rain showers with a low of 47. The next couple of days, we're going to have some heavy rain. On Thursday, there's a 100% chance of heavy rain with a high of 56. Will be warm. On Thursday night, there's an 80% chance of showers, 40 with a low of 43. On Friday, there's a 40% chance of showers with a high of 52. On Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low of 36. Then it looks like on the weekend, we're going to have wonderful weather. On Saturday, it'll be a mostly sunny, beautiful day with a high of 55 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of 33. And then finally, on Sunday, it'll be another sunny day with a high of 63 degrees. Well, my name is Richard Scuderi, and our program is called Modern Design. We have changed our schedule a little bit, and we are in the afternoons from 1 to 3 p.m. here in our new studios in downtown Flemington on Main Street. And our topic today happens to be getting your gardens and outside ready for spring, all things spring. And with it being 65 degrees today, I think it was very topical. So we're going to take a couple of commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good Morning Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back live in studio on this beautiful Wednesday with more of Modern Design. It's Wednesday, April 5th, and it's really feeling like spring today. Our topic happens to be getting your gardens and everything ready for spring on the outside of your house. I'm going to go through a detailed list today of things that you should start to be doing. And the next couple of weeks, we're going to dedicate a lot of our shows to spring, both outside and inside, and getting yourself ready for spring and a change of season and lightening up a little bit. So I want to start with a list that I've created of things that we should be doing if we haven't started already for spring. I'm hoping the worst of it is behind us now, and we're going to have wonderful blue skies ahead. The first thing is something that I started myself this weekend a little bit, is cleaning up the beds, getting the fall leaves out of your beds. That's a must. That's something that we want to do. It's going to be, we're going to have two nice days this weekend. Saturday and Sunday are going to be beautiful sunny days. Sunday, probably the better of the two days. But we want to start by cleaning our beds out, getting rid of all the winter debris, the leaves and so on, and start with clean, fresh beds. And that makes a world of difference. You'll see that when you're finished at the end of the day and you drive up the driveway, you'll say, wow, it makes a big difference. The next thing that we want to think about is pruning. You have to really sort of research, and my research lately happens to be Google. I'll Google the different species of plants, but this is a good time before, if the buds aren't on plants yet, to actually go ahead and start pruning some of those plants back before season, your bushes and so on, giving them some nice shape. We don't want to cut off buds if they've already formed, but if we can give some of our species that need to be trimmed in the spring a little shape up for the beginning of the season, that's something that's very good to do. The third one is kind of a surprise to people, and that is plant bulbs. I think most people think that it's too late to plant your bulbs. If you don't do them in the fall, they won't bloom in the spring. But I've had lots of success, even in the beginning of the spring, of having bulbs come up relatively quickly with the warm, a bulb shallowly in the ground in the warm months and being watered and so on, and having a flower take quickly in the spring. And I love to put things in this time of year, daffodils and crocuses and I think it might be late for snowdrops, but grape hyacinths. And those are fun things to do and to see them come to fruition. Another thing that you can do, and I do all the time, is when I go to the supermarket, you know, there's wonderful bulbs in the supermarket that have been forced in greenhouses. Lots of daffodils and tulips and bulbs that have been ready to go. And plant them in not just in your pots, but plant them in your garden. As if they had come up from a bulb, and then the following year they will come back again and again, and they will propagate and get bigger and bigger. And that's how you build beds. I'm 11 years into my property, and it seems every year I take all my daffodils. I specifically do daffodils because they're deer, pretty much proof, actually. I've never seen a deer eat a daffodil. So I've just, through the years of taking that year's new ones out of the pots and then putting them into the ground, the beds have become quite full, and it's nice to see that pop of yellow starting to come to fruition now. But that's 11 years of every year buying either at a center, a garden center, or just the supermarket, buying as many daffodils as they have, putting them in pots, and at the end taking them out of the pots and then putting them in beds. And that's a trick that you can do. So you're not wasting them. You're going and putting them in the ground, and they just keep coming back again, again, again. So that's something that's very smart to do. I even wait until after the season is over, after the Easter holiday, when they're, you know, on sale and they're trying to get rid of them. Even if they've kind of done their thing, the bulb is still the bulb, and you can put them in the ground, and the following year they'll come up. And that's over time how you really build a wonderful garden. Now, talking about bulbs, we have a problem, particularly in Hunterdon County and in the more rural parts of our state, with deer, the deer population. And a lot of the bulbs the deer love to eat, it's new growth, they get eaten up. I learned that very early in my first year in Hunterdon County, where I decided I had a white house and I was going to have red tulips all up in my driveway. Well, the tulips were almost all the way up, and then I came home one day and all the heads were chopped off. And I thought somebody had some sort of a vendetta, but I realized, nope, an animal ate them. So for me, I don't go for the tulips anymore, even though they're beautiful. I've even tried, they say that grape hyacinths, which I love, I planted them as something that coordinates nice, because the grape hyacinths are sort of a purple color, and then the yellow daffodils have a nice a synergy together. And a deer came in the bed and just wiped out all the grape hyacinths and, you know, just stepped over the daffodils. And that's kind of what I've stuck to now, personally, is the daffodils. Good news with that, they're now hybriding daffodils to be in different colors. If you get the Brex catalog, B-R-E-C-K-S catalog, if you can look online to Brex, Springhouse is another one. They have bulbs of for daffodils in other colors other than yellow. I've seen in recent years pink daffodils. I've seen white daffodils, so you can have a little bit more variety and have beds that are, you know, pretty and colorful in groups. What I would suggest if you're doing your plantings is that you can do different color plantings, but group them together. So if you were going to do yellow, classic yellow daffodils, put them all in one section together, then have another section or another bed where maybe you'll try the pink ones and another section where you'll try the white ones. Solid masses of the same color, but done in rotation, really are visually appealing, and you get the feel. When you mix everything together, often it gets diluted. So that's a way to build some beauty to your garden. Now it's all the time to start getting your pots ready to go. And I started a little bit early this year. And one of the things that I highly recommend for the early spring pots is pansies. The pansies are very hardy, and should we get another frost, they really survive pretty much anything. Pansies come in a lot of colors that people aren't familiar with. I think most people are familiar with the yellow and purple combination of pansies, which of course are very nice. But I didn't realize, not only for spring, but also for fall, pansies are very hardy. And last year, for the first time, I used orange pansies in the fall, and they were amazing looking, and they lasted well after Thanksgiving, so they were pretty hardy, and you can do them again in spring if that's your color palette. For my new store in Maplewood, New Jersey, I have a lot of red, and I found a really rich, dark wine, reddish pansy, and I have all sort of like dark zinc, black zinc pots, and they're all filled with these sort of crimson color pansies, and they are spectacular looking. I have some. I have a big pot with some white birch branches in it, and at the base of that, that's a galvanized steel pot. I have the same color pansies in there, and that just looks spectacular. So group your pansies again together by color, because visually, when you're driving past it, it's a nice look. So I highly recommend that at this time of year. It's very hardy. The daffodils are always great and deer resistant. The grape hyacinths, they do say the grape hyacinths the deer don't touch. For me, that didn't work. Maybe if they're protected in a pot, that would be a good plant to do this time of year. Something else to think about. All right, we're going to go to our first set of commercials, and be back with more of Modern Design here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, Parrot Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been doing our show for 3 years now. I don't know how that happened. It went by, I blinked my eyes, and it went by. I'm a full-service interior designer and contractor, and I do all projects from simple color consultation, giving you the best paint colors for your house. I do painting, both my crew and I do painting, both interior and exterior painting. We do kitchens and bathrooms. We do trim and molding. We have a wonderful workroom that will make custom window treatments for you. We hang blinds. We also do commercial projects. We're doing a lot. Right now, I'm redoing the ballroom at the Murray Hill Inn in New Providence, New Jersey, and I'm starting to work on the bar that they're adding in their restaurant. We do restaurants. We do public spaces. Anything related to your home or business, Maven Hall Design touches. We have two locations. Our main location is in Flemington at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey. We're in the Kitchen Expo Plaza next to Ideal Tile. We're in with Rugs to Riches. We have a 2,500 square foot showroom, which used to be the former Lennox location before they moved. Lots of pieces of furniture, dishes, wonderful pictures, pottery, great candles, and wonderful prices on things in our store in Flemington. We also have a new flagship location, which is 191B, Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey. Four rooms of big furniture pieces, lots of sofas, dining tables, accessories, best LED candles you'll ever find. Wonderful art. We also have antiques at that location. And the phone number for Maven Hill Designs is 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. We do have a coupon online for $199 where we'll come out to your house if you go to my website, www.mavinhill.com. If you go to the coupon page, there's a printable coupon for $199, and we will come out to your house and sort of be decorator for a day. We'll give you a general design plan, go through each room with you, and give you wonderful ideas that you can have us do for you, or if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can carry out. But for under $200, you can get some sort of general advice, and many of you take advantage of that, so something to consider. Our topic today happens to be getting your gardens ready for spring. So if you're just tuning in at this time, we talked about the first step is to get your beds clean. Get all the leaves and all the debris out of the beds so you have nice, clean beds. Then we want to research certain shrubs need to be pruned at this time. You better be careful, though, because flowering branches that have their buds, you don't want to cut the buds off and then you'll have a problem. But things like boxwoods and some of the shrubs, certain things, this is the time of year to prune them. So we want to shape things up for the season. And then we talked about planting bulbs, that you can plant bulbs in the spring. It's not just the fall. It's not too late. You can buy bags of bulbs and you plant them shallowly, of course, the first year when it's warm. And you're going to get wonderful flowers your first year. I've consistently done that, kind of forget, and then do that in the early part of the spring, and you'll get wonderful bulbs. We talked about the different types of plantings. We talked about how the narcissus bulb or daffodils are the deer stay away from this. Supposedly they're poisonous to deer. I don't know if that's quite true or not, but they just know not to eat them. It's pretty much amazing. And the daffodils in the recent years have been hybrid to come in different colors. You can get a white daffodil. You can get a daffodil that's both white and yellow, different colors of yellow. They now have pink daffodils, so you can have a variety of colors just using that one species. My suggestion was to group different types of daffodils in one area. Don't do too much mixing, and then you'll appreciate solid blocks of color. Of course, other bulbs like grapevine hyacinths are nice. They're supposed to be deer resistant. And tulips. Tulip bulbs are wonderful in the spring and beautiful colors. So many colors of tulips. You do have to be careful, though, because they are deer candy in most parts of New Jersey. And then before we went to break, we talked about getting your pots ready for spring. I don't know about you, but I really look forward to more than any time of the year putting my pots together for the spring. What I suggest, and we talked about in December in Modern Design, is before your pots freeze over, I always encourage people to go to their backyard, to go to their pine trees, to go to whatever area they have that's wooded, and put all different types of pine in. Not only for Christmas, because then you'll dress it for Christmas on top of that, but after the Christmas season is over, you have January, February, and March with no visual interest in those pots. So if you get before the ground freezes, before the dirt in the pots freezes, if you put wonderful greens in, they will stay and the cold will preserve them. Put in some wonderful branches and that will carry you through the winter, which all my pots did. So now this week I took out all the greens and it's nice to start spring. I started with the store in Maplewood, and I had suggested for early spring, one of the best things that you can do is to go with pansies to begin with, because they will be very hardy if we have another frost or another problem. It still does get cold at night, and you don't want to lose your plants. So starting with something like pansies that are very hardy is a great way to go. And unusual colors for pansies. You know, don't just go to your, certainly can go to any of these Home Depot or Lowe's or big box stores. Wonderful. But sometimes try one of the garden centers. One of the frequent guests on Modern Design is the Garden Gate right here in Flemington. And Cindy does a wonderful job and often gets unusual species or colors. And I was saying in my Maplewood store, our colors, it's a white colonial with black shutters, and I have lots of pops of red. So I found a crimson red pansy and did all my pots, all my dark matte gray-black pots with these crimson pansies. And it's just spectacular looking because it's something that's unexpected. Try to look for the unexpected. It's always a great way to go with something like that. But as the season progresses and it gets warmer, doing your spring pots, it's kind of nice to do different things. When Sandy was here from the Garden Gate, she said you should have three elements to any pot. I think it was called the thriller, the filler, and the speller. So her suggestion was that you start with something tall. So for myself, in doing pots, sometimes I do pots for other people, I often start with branches. And I recently found out if you use willows, pussy willows, in the center of a pot, even if they're cut, They're not a plant. They actually can take root, and that's the way to start one. So something like that, that has a lot of height, might be nice for a pot when you need some height. Then you want to look for something that would be sort of a filler. Pansies are a great thing as a second layer to go around the pot. If you don't have so much, if you have a place where you don't have so much, you need so much height, I like to use daffodils and or tulips as my thriller, my tall spot, then the pansies around it, and then something trailing on the bottom. And that always, that could be ivy, depending upon your color palette. That can be a, sort of a nice thing. I remember doing pots last year for Easter, and we did the tall piece, we did just yellow, I think we did yellow tulips because they were in a pot where they weren't going to get eaten. Then we did purple and yellow pansies around, and then we did English ivy down the sides, and did those in pots that were cement, old-looking cement urns, and that looked amazing. You know, but there's a lot of different combinations that you can do. Don't go for the expected. You know, take notice, go to some of the websites, to Pinterest, to House, And Google stuff. Get ideas. Just Google images and get some ideas. Try to do things that are a little bit unexpected. It's always fun to bring in different colors, different textures, and do things where people go past your house and say, you know what, they really have their act together. Okay, we're going to go to one or two more commercials, and we'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design after these brief messages.
Crunch, crunch, crunch. Just a little more crunch. At Pambies, we know what you want, and that's what we give. A little more crunch in your ice cream cake. Pambies Crunch is laced with the finest chocolate for that delicious mouthful. Why wait for a special occasion? Get a cake today. Pambies ice cream and cakes are on sale at ShopRite, 30% off in Flemington and Clinton till April 15th while supplies last. Pambies, all natural and purely delicious.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
And we are back with Modern Design. Our topic today happens to be getting your gardens ready for spring. And we're talking about things you can do to have beautiful gardens this spring. Things that stand out and are special, and maybe try some new things. One of the next things on my list about getting your beds ready and your pots ready for spring is something that really bothers me. And that is, I love when I look at, when I'm about to do a garden for a home, I look at its color palette, I look at what type of house it is and the architecture, and then I like to do things that, that work accordingly. For example, one of the houses that I'm doing pots for right now is a contemporary. It's a very modern contemporary house. It's painted gray and it's very clean and modern. I'm not going to put geraniums in June in a house like that. You want to do things that are architectural. So right now I'm doing the early spring pots. It's a little bit north, so it's higher up and colder, so I have to do things that are more hardy. So in this case, the pots are very long and linear. They back up to the house, so they're a little bit protected. I'm going to make my thriller pussy willows real tall, very dramatic, and I have four pots that are on different, on either side, on different levels, and we're going to do them as high as they can possibly go in the center of the pot. It's architectural looking, it looks a little modern, and it works well. Then around the base, orange is a great pop color. Reds, oranges, and yellows are great pop colors when you're dealing with a lot of gray, because you want that. I'm going to do orange pansies in this case, and orange pansies all around the base, stacked. So the pots are these tall glazed sort of orangey pots against a gray house, and we're putting that palette together, modern, clean, and very much to go with the house. You should coordinate your flowers, your colors, your textures, your shapes with the type of house you have. I have, again, in my Flemington store, everything. I have lots of cobalt blue and orange. So my pots are a glazed blue large pot. So in that, I always try to do seasonally lots of oranges. Throughout the different seasons, I will do things that are orange. And that always looks nice because of the color of the pot and the front of the store. The same thing in my own home. I have a big yellow colonial with black shutters and so on. I like to use a lot of cool colors in my plantings, lots of purples. Yellow, purple, and white works very well when you have a yellow house, and specifically a colonial, because you really want to coordinate your colors with the colors of your house. They should go together. If you have a yellow or orange house, you don't want red flowers. You want to have it to be complementary. It's an add-on, and it should also go with the type of architecture you have. If you have a Victorian, you want to use a lot of mature plantings. When you think of Victorian, you think of magnolias. You think of older type plants. You think maybe Rose of Sharon in the summertime. You want to plant according to the architecture and the colors that are in the house. Very important. We've also talked about the solid blocks of color. When you're planting your beds, think about how they look from a distance. Are you mixing so many things together you don't really have a feel? Or are you doing solid blocks of color? And then so you can really, it looks wonderful from a distance. You'll also want to keep in mind how far your house is from the road and saturation of color. One of the colors that carries the best from a distance is actually yellow. If you've noticed in more recent years, most fire trucks, new fire trucks, aren't red anymore. They're actually yellow. They found that yellow carries from a distance. You can see it further away from a distance even than red. So if I'm going to do something where the house is very far off the road, I often will use whatever I'm doing. If it's full and it's chrysanthemums, maybe I'll do all yellow because you want to show from a distance that it really shows. The same thing goes true if you're in a space that's very shady. You want to bring a bright color in when you're doing the landscaping. Bring in maybe flowers that have orange in them or a bright color. And then maybe something that's right on the road. Maybe your house has a lot of color. Maybe you have a barn red house. Well, then you're going to want to do lots of whites and neutrals and cool colors to work with the red that you already have. All right, we're going to go to our news, and we'll be back with more of Modern Design after the quick news break.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to unleash the country, and I'm willing to take the heat, and that's okay.
President Trump speaking to a group of business leaders, saying he's more than willing to take the heat from the press and the Democrats to create jobs within the United States. He says he's been doing it his whole life.
Been taking heat my whole life, but in the end, I know it's the right thing to do, and we're going to create a lot of jobs.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer says a lot of the blame for Syria's chemical attack against its own civilians yesterday goes on President Obama for not having the backbone to back up his policy.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons and then did nothing.
The Trump administration reportedly pulling out the stops in an effort to revise the GOP health care bill. Vice President Mike Pence holding meetings with House Republicans late through the night. This is USA Radio News.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going
to
lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then US Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment kicker stories. USSportsPages.com is the only site you'll need to get your sports fix. Check us out today, the daily links at USSportsPages.com.
If someone calls you and wants you to pay any way other than directly to the IRS or the U.S. Treasury, that's a warning sign of a scam.
Mary Beth Murphy of the IRS saying with the tax deadline approaching, many Americans are being approached with tax scams.
Everyone should know how to tell the scammers from the IRS. It's pretty easy. The IRS does not make angry calls to demand immediate payment. We won't call you about taxes you owe without first mailing you a bill. We won't ask you for credit or debit card numbers over the phone. And we'll never use a phone call to threaten to bring in the police or have someone arrested.
No injuries reported after the crash this morning of an Air National Guard F-16 fighter jet just outside Washington, D.C. A Prince George's County Fire Department spokesman says the pilot safely ejected from the plane before it went down in a wooded area near Joint Base Andrews in Maryland. First responders are on the scene. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ah, fresh powder. I'll get the skis.
Ugh, I can't.
Winter nasal congestion. Is it A, cold, B, sinus pressure, C, allergies?
I'm not sure.
For all of the above, the answer is D, Allegra D, a maximum strength decongestant plus a powerful non-drowsy antihistamine for 24 hours of relief.
Feel better?
Yep. Feel like racing?
Hey, wait!
This winter, the answer is Allegra D. Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Use as directed.
You're going to start seeing less, pay less shoe stores as the retailer has filed for bankruptcy. Here's Mark Mayfield.
The family footwear giant also announced yesterday that it plans to close nearly 400 stores nationwide as part of a restructuring plan. The company expects to cut its debt in half and focus on global growth and online expansion. Payless operates nearly 4,400 stores in more than 30 countries.
San Diego officials have filed more charges against a man who's accused of being a serial killer of the homeless. Here's Jason Campidonia.
John Guerrero is being held without bail in San Diego as prosecutors continue to add more charges against him. He pleaded not guilty to the new charges yesterday, and his trial is scheduled for later this year. Investigators say Guerrero would stab his victims in the face and neck while they were sleeping under several different freeways in the city. In at least one instance, Guerrero reportedly used a railroad spike to murder his victim and then set him on fire. Jason Campidonia, San Diego.
The widow of the Islamic terrorist that attacked the Pulse nightclub in Florida being returned to Florida to face charges. Noor Salman has decided not to fight extradition from California, but it's not clear when they're going to bring her back to the Sunshine State. Federal prosecutors say she helped Omar Mateen before he killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 in an attack last June that he said was inspired by Islamic terrorist group ISIS. She denies that she had any part in the plan. Her lawyers say that they will prove that she's not guilty. For more news, check us out online at usaradio.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer for the past 20 years now. That's a long time. A lot of houses through the years. Sometimes I look at some of the old books, I'm thinking, I don't even remember doing that anymore. But lots of projects, lots of commercial projects, lots of residential projects, meeting a lot of wonderful people all the way, and always learning from each job, getting people's ideas. And that also enriches me. You know, one of the things that I try to do as an interior designer is not necessarily reflect my own taste on their wishes, but to actually listen to those people's wishes and be a catalyst to make their dreams come true in a way that I think is correct and will work well for them. So that's, I think, probably the best. One of the big complaints I have about people in my industry is often I see they have sort of a set look, and everybody gets a set look, whether they have a Cape Cod or a Contemporary or a Center Hall Colonial or whatever they have sort of the same look. And I pride myself on the fact that I really like to listen to what people's wishes are and then to make that happen, to be the catalyst to serve to make that happen. Just something to think about when you're picking a contractor or interior designer. Make sure that they understand your vision. Very important part of the process. So our topic today happens to be getting your garden ready for spring. And we were talking about lots of things that you can do and little tips to make your gardens really pop this year. I want to go to number 7 on my list, and that is when you go out to the garden centers and you go to or you go to the big box stores looking for specific plants. Number 1, you want to pick plants that are in your zone. So if we're zone 6 in New Jersey, and you want to be in that zone so that the plants will do the best they're supposed to do. One of the plants that I was talking about with somebody over the weekend that was was not considered a New Jersey plant is crepe myrtles. Although I know on the way into studio in Flemington, I saw a crepe myrtle. So I guess it depends on if there's a microclimate. And that is, if a plant is protected, if there's something behind it, it's not getting wind, it's near other plants, and it's a little insulated, sometimes they get they have more of a chance because they're protected and there's more temperature going in and more light, and that can work for them. But in general, crepe myrtles are not supposed to do well in our area. If you go further towards the shore, you'll find a lot of them. So I don't know how that goes. I think I misspoke. I think we're zone 7 and down the shore is zone 6. But we want to make sure that we're in our zone when we purchase plants. But in New Jersey, particularly in Hunterdon County and Somerset and the surrounding counties, we really have a terrible problem with deer. And buying plants is not an inexpensive venture. So I make sure that I go to Google and deer resistant. I think nothing is deer proof per se, but you go on, and before I go to any garden center, I have a plan of action. I take a look at my beds. I look about how much sun there is or shade there is. And I look at the house, the layout, and so on. And I try to buy smartly. And one of the things I try to do is almost template, if you will, the outside, the way you would inside with a piece of furniture. And that is, I will block off certain areas and think, well, I need 3 of these in this spot because this is light and so on. You should put some thought into a garden process. If you can afford it and you go into a new home, one of the best money you'll ever spend is have a landscape designer come in and give you a plan, even if you don't buy the plants from him, to have a plan based upon the zone we're in, the amount of light your house gets, what your house looks like, is a smart thing to do. And then over time, you can add those plants as money comes in and things change. You can add them and pick things that are smart, things that aren't going to get too big, things that are appropriate size, and things that are in balance with your property and where you are. Very good money spent. So I'm going to speak to some of the things that I have had success with in terms of being deer resistant. Doesn't mean that they necessarily are, but for me, they are. Some of them are quite beautiful. Some of them, it seems to me, and I don't know why this is, but the deer seem to be attracted to the more colorful things, often the things that I like the most. But some of the things that I've had success with, I pass along, and over time, I've gotten to a place where I appreciate those things now. But it is some of the plants that the deer don't eat aren't necessarily as colorful, but you can make things work. So for me, one of the things that I feel confident, which we talked about earlier in the broadcast, is doing, you can buy bags and bags and bags of daffodil bulbs. The narcissus bulb, in any color, in any shape, supposedly are poisonous to deer, and they don't touch them. So that's something that you can do. And I know every spring, I'll have lots of color in the space. When it comes to shrubs, I'm a big fan of boxwoods. I love dwarf bugs. Boxwoods, you can create wonderful shapes with them. They have sort of a funny smell to them, which I actually kind of like, but they have an interesting smell to them. And I don't think they're appealing to deer. So I've never had problems with boxwoods, and I put them in all my beds. I think that when you group them together, they're architectural and they're wonderful. I've also had some good luck with holly. Holly is something that some people, they say they do eat it, but I find that the holly for me, especially the ones with the yellow berries, which are a little bit different looking, is something that's worked very, very well for me. Cherry laurels, which are a pretty shrub, is something that I've had a lot of success with. I have had when they're very small. If they're soft, they get eaten, but for the most part, I find that the deer stay away from them, something that they stay away from. Witch hazel, which is a wonderful tree plant, which has very different color flowers, often they're orange or yellow, or sometimes even white, is something that I've had a lot of success with. Forsythia, which is wonderful, we're going to start seeing that soon, if we haven't seen it already. Forsythia branches seem to thrive, and I don't see the deer going after that whatsoever. Seems to be a good plant. So those are some of the ones that come to mind, right off the top, that I think can work well for you if you have issues with deer. I would also check with the Garden Center and Google it. If nothing else, Google Deer Resistant. Make a list before you head to the Garden Center. Make sure we spend our money wisely. Okay, we have one more set of commercial messages, and we'll be back again with more of Modern Design right after this.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We could do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we are back with Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. Our show is all about your home or your restaurant or your office and making things more beautiful, both inside and outside. And today, because the weather is so mild and we're getting into a wonderful new season, we're talking about getting your gardens and your pots ready for spring, getting everything ready to go. So next on our list is number 8, and that is annuals versus perennials. Does everybody know the difference out there between an annual and a perennial? An annual would be a plant that would have its season, if you will. So an annual would be something that pops once, it comes out once in a season, and you have a lot of color, and then it's done. A perennial is something that comes back year after year. So, for example, an annual might be something like tulips. You go out and you get tulips. You have them. They have a lot of color. They pop. They do their thing. They're over. And that's it. A perennial would be something like a rhododendron. And a rhododendron you'll have forever, or almost forever. You have to trim it back. But every year in May, it does its thing. The beautiful sort of reddish flowers come out. You have a week of that, and then it's done, and you have the plant there. So is it nicer to have a perennial garden because you don't have to replace everything? Yes. You certainly don't get as much color with a perennial because they just have a short period that they do their thing, and then they're done. But supposedly, if you time it right and you buy all perennials, and have them go at different times, you never have to replace plants if you don't want to. That's tricky. My neighbor is a gardener and knows how to do that. I'm not so fortunate to know how to do that. But I often find that you have to add annuals. You have to add seasonal color just to have sort of a pop, especially in the beginning of a season when things haven't taken off yet. That you need a combination of both. I have seen a trend now that people are starting to buy perennials and put them in pots and have them for the season and then transfer them to the ground. I'm seeing a look where people are potting boxwoods almost more like it was and putting them in pots almost more like it was an annual, and then at the end of the season then doing something else with them. Also see that with ferns and putting them in the middle of pots. And grasses, ornamental grasses. I see people using ornamental grasses more and more. I should have mentioned that ornamental grasses come in a lot of varieties and even colors now, and the deer don't go near them. That's a great plant. But something to do that's a perennial that you can start out in a pot, and it's kind of interesting. The next thing I wanted to talk about is the accessories that go in the garden. There are wonderful things. Furniture out there and cloches and accessories that go in the garden. In both my Flemington and my Maplewood store, we sell wonderful things now for the garden. I have some benches coming in to both stores, and I have a bench that actually looks like it's a black iron bench, and it actually looks like a butterfly, and the back is actually a butterfly, and I would say it would be for two adult people, but it's so beautiful and architectural, and in the right space, it really can make the space. When I went to market to buy things for spring and summer in the garden, there were wonderful things this year. Things, a lot of nature-related things, both in the metal itself, but also in the fabrics, the outdoor fabrics. Lots of things with birds and lots of things with motifs with butterflies, I noticed this year. And vibrant colors are starting to come back again. So garden furniture is quite beautiful. A lot of varieties of different types of garden furniture. The Adirondack chair is back stronger than ever, and we're seeing Adirondack chairs painted out in lots of interesting colors, in reds and grays and whites and so on. You know, the classic furniture is coming back to that sort of 1950s, 60s iron furniture painted out, maybe black now with a geometric cushion, something that we're seeing. I saw a lot of that type of look very popular now. Garden furniture is quite beautiful, more beautiful than ever. One of the resources you might want to check out for backyard furniture is Fortune Off. Fortune Off, the big stores are gone, but they have backyard stores throughout the tri-state area. And if you Google Fortune Off backyard store, they have wonderful and highly quality patio furniture. We've lost a lot of those things like Treasure Island and other stores along the way, but Fortune Off Backyard Store has wonderful quality patio furniture. I also like the wonderful accessories that go on this time of year to start to buy. One of the things that I like a lot is cloches. Cloches are enclosures, glass enclosures, that you would put a candle in outside. Things like shepherd hooks. If you don't want a shepherd hook, is sort of a high hook that you would put in the dirt, and then you would add a cloche to it, and that is something that would hang that was glass, and then at night you can light your garden through candlelight. So in my stores, particularly the store in Maplewood, I have a lot of different cloches of different shapes and different colors. So even if you do a white candle, if you put them in a glass cloche, and the cloche is sort of a cobalt blue, you're going to get that wonderful color with the cloches, and I have them in all different sort of size and shapes that look like different things. And it's nice to have ambient light in a garden at night, very reflective and very nice to do. Also, outdoor patio lights for summer. I saw and bought so many wonderful shapes of lights, strings of lights, not for Christmas, but for the patio for summer. If anybody knows what those sort of Italian outdoor lights are, they're on a string, they're often black, and they're a clear bulb, and they sort of have the filament showing. And you'll usually see them in two shapes. One would be a perfectly round, clear, small bulb with the filament showing in black, and the other one would look more like almost a plum tomato shape. And those are very popular. I'm working with somebody in a house in Tewksbury, and she lit her patio up top all with these strands, these black strands of these sort of Italian patio lights. And that was very popular this year and very great looking. Lots of black mixed in with bright colors this year, I noticed when I was talking about gardening and the things to do. One of the things that I've also seen and purchased a lot of this year is seasonal flags. And I love when you come into somebody's yard and there's a welcoming outdoor flag for the season, besides, of course, the patriotic flag, wonderful seasonal flags. On Sunday, I put out my spring flag, and put it out. And as you come into the garden, you start to see spring. And those are very inexpensive to do. You mount them above a doorway and so on. And it's sort of very welcoming to do in big sizes. And then you change them out through the season. Very festive. Torches is something that it's a little premature for that yet, but I love to have those torches around my pool that you light at night. Very festive, gives off a wonderful glow, and also often keeps the bugs away, which is a good thing. Lights in general, more and more, there are more and more sources for outdoor light, whether it be solar lights or just lighting up the garden in the evening, which is something to think about this year. We also want to start thinking about maintenance. I took a look at my deck on Sunday. I thought, oh my goodness, I have a project ahead of me. It's wonderful to have a deck. You're up, you're off the ground, and you're safe, but there is a lot of maintenance to a deck. And if you have a traditional deck that I do, that's pressure-treated lumber that's been painted or stained, it gets a beating, even in a mild winter like ours. And, you know, you have a lot of work to do. So taking a look at my deck, I thought, a lot of work to do. So we want to, even in the projects that I worked on this week, almost everybody needs a couple of boards changed out in your deck. Often it's not the whole thing, but there's always rot that happens when we're dealing with wood and painting the decks and staining the decks. A lot of new stains this year, colored stains I'm starting to see. Lots of like weathered gray and green solid surface stains. I saw this year that are very pretty. I stained a deck last year, this sort of gray-green color, and it just looked like weathered wood. It was such a nice finish to try something different, like a gray-green. It worked very well with a specific house. But look at your stain charts for solid surface stain. Maybe try something different, a new color palette, something that can add to the beauty of your home. So that about does it for this episode of Modern Design. Again, get out there. We're going to have two wonderful days. We're going to have a beautiful Saturday and a beautiful Sunday. Start taking a look at an assessment of your garden and what's missing and what's working for you. We want to clean out your beds. As we said, we want to take a look. And before, we want to go ahead and Google deer-resistant plants if you're in the tri-state area and pick those plants that are going to last the season and not get eaten. We also want to do things that are in our zone that will work very well for you. And we want to keep in mind the color palette of the house should go with the color palette of the flowers. So as I say, in my house, I have a yellow house with white trim and black shutters. I'm going to bring in always a lot of cool colors, a lot of purples, a lot of whites, a lot of silvery things. Dusty Miller is something that I don't necessarily like, but it works well in my house because it's got a sort of a gray tone to it and works well against a yellow house. Same thing, I was doing somebody's house last year, and they have sort of a mid-tone blue clabbered, and I used bunches of orange poppies. And when the poppies came to fruition in the season against the blue house, it was just spectacular. The color was wonderful, and they popped. Take those things into account. Pick a palette, if you're going to paint now, that works well with your house and how it's situated. And then accordingly, when you landscape, use colors that are going to maximize that. That little bit of effort really makes a difference. All right, well, thank you for continuing to tune into Modern Design. Remember, we've moved. We're no longer on Wednesdays at 10. We're now 1 to 3, so tune in next week. We're going to have some great shows coming up all about spring, both inside and outside your home. And I will see you next week at 1 o'clock right here in our studios in Flemington. Thank you, and have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We're going to unleash the country, and I'm willing to take the heat, and that's okay.
President Trump speaking to a group of business leaders, saying he's more than willing to take the heat from the press and the Democrats to create jobs within the United States. He says he's been doing it his whole life.
Been taking heat my whole life, but in the end, I know it's the right thing to do, and we're going to create a lot of jobs.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer says a lot of the blame for Syria's chemical attack against its own civilians yesterday goes on President Obama for not having the backbone to back up his policy.
President Obama said in 2012 that he would establish a quote-unquote red line against the use of chemical weapons, and then did nothing.
The Trump administration reportedly pulling out the stops in an effort to revise the GOP health care bill. Vice President Mike Pence holding meetings with House Republicans late through the night. This is USA Radio News.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going to lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Love sports articles but don't have time to search the web looking for the most compelling stories? Then U.S. Sports Pages is for you. Why spend hours going to multiple sites looking to find sports articles when we can do the work for you? Our producers go through every newspaper in the country and pick out the best sports articles separated by sport, dramatically reducing your prep time. We also include sports and entertainment.